You're listening to The Weekly Experiment, a segment on WBOI that explains the science of our everyday world.
Hi, I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Today on The Weekly Experiment, we're asking the question, what are time zones? It's New Year's Eve, you're watching TV and seeing the ball drop in New York's Times Square at midnight. You're already late to the new year. It started hours ago in other parts of the world. The Earth is a sphere. It rotates on its axis, that imaginary line going through the Earth from the North Pole to the South Pole. It takes 24 hours for one full rotation. But there are other imaginary lines, many of them, that also go from the North Pole to the South Pole. These lines don't go through the Earth like the axis, but around the Earth, on its surface. They're known as longitude lines. A very important one is called the Prime Meridian. It goes from the North Pole to the South Pole right through London. More specifically, the Royal Observatory in Greenwich. It's a location and line used both historically as well as today as 0 degrees longitude. The time zones are based going around the Earth from the Prime Meridian. So, as the Earth rotates on its axis over a 24-hour day, different parts of the globe, and therefore different time zones, are exposed to sunlight at different times. And while the time zones roughly follow lines of longitude, it's not based on those straight geographic lines. Time zone lines might start on a longitude, but are based on the political borders as well as geography. They can go through or around countries and continents. For example, all of China is in one time zone. Another time zone line goes from left to right, so North Korea and South Korea have different time zones. France has more time zones, 12, than any other country because of its territories. So, getting back to New Year's Eve, the New Year started 17 hours ahead of Times Square on the islands of Samoa and Tonga in the Pacific. The line there, used as the start of the new day, is known as the International Dateline. As the Earth rotates on its axis from west to east, the new year goes from east to west. From those Pacific Ocean islands to Asia, to Europe, to the eastern U.S., western U.S., and keeps going west. The last place to celebrate the new year is also in the Pacific, the U.S. minor outlying islands of American Samoa and the Phoenix Islands. Try this at home. In a dark room, shine a light on a globe. As you spin the globe, you'll see areas exposed to light and some areas lose light. This represents day and night. Next, do a web search for the time zones map. Compare the differences between zones, cities, and countries. Well, we've just learned a little bit about time zones. I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Thanks for joining me here on WBOI for The Weekly Experiment.
The Weekly Experiment is produced by Rob Martinez. You can hear The Weekly Experiment during WBOI's SciTech Saturday Afternoon Matinee. You can also hear this episode again in the program section of our website at wboi.org.